Starting 4DJC.
M0TR. How you doing today?
Doing a little shopping. How you and Bernice feeling?
Well, crappy. We're still on our own, but coughed during the night a whole lot and didn't get much rest. But she's doing better than I am, thankfully.
Glad one of you's doing a little better. Sorry you're not doing any better much, but did they test you for any of the variants, or they just tested positive?
Did a video thing over the telephone, but I tested positive on those tests. But they say you can test positive a long time after you're over it. It's been about 10 days now, Jerry. I was feeling better yesterday. I got a new heater for my Sizer Luber and set that up and got it bolted down and everything. Just best around here inside. Haven't been outside other than to feed and water the chickens. But I feel really crummy today.
I hear that. You need to take it easy. It takes a while to get over this stuff. Have you already had it one time before or not?
Avoided it ever since the start of it, and don't have any idea where we picked it up this time, because, you know, we wear our mask for all the good that does, and we avoid crowds and haven't been in any, you know, concerts or anything like that. So it's a mystery. But, you know, you can get it going to the grocery store.
Real easy to get it there. All the people handling all the packages and stuff.
Yeah, that's what Chad was telling me. He says, you know, you see somebody wipe their nose off and they pick up a canned good or something, they set it down, and then you go along and pick it up, and you got it. He said you ought to wrap your cell phone in cellophane even when you go in, because that's the first thing you're going to handle when you come out, to put it back in the holder and that. And he's right. But it's just impossible to avoid it altogether. There's no way, especially when it's such a small virus, and if somebody coughs, it goes airborne. You're in that central air conditioning in a store, and it's just going to hang there.
Yeah, that stuff, you know, they can say what they want to, but it stays on something for a while, too. I didn't know, did you get your fifth vaccination or not?
I didn't know there was any more than that. We got the Omicron 4 and 5 was the last one.
Fifth vaccination, I thought the last one was the fifth. I think we've had four, but I thought there was one more for that last variation.
Jerry, my doctor said, well, you've had all the shots, so I presume so, but it still don't keep you from getting it. It just keeps you from dying with it. He prescribed that Paxlovid, but in reading it and talking to other sources, educated sources, they said after 72 hours you should not take it or it'll give you a rebound COVID. So it's been 5 days before I could get into the doctor, because this happened like New Year's, you know, or the day before. And so it was really too late to take that stuff by even what it said on the box. So, you know, at the advice of, like I said, some other very, very educated people, we didn't go ahead and take it. It's an antiviral. But if you take it within 72 hours, it's really good, I guess.
Like the Val Valtrex and stuff they give you for shingles, you know, if you don't, or, you know, if you don't have to take that before 72, it didn't make any worse, it just didn't help any. I think those antivirals are a lot, most of them are like that, I suppose. They're, you have to take them pretty soon after being diagnosed before they do any, real good. By that time, the thing may have, they got a new variant out now, too, I think it's in the Northeast, so who knows when it's coming through. I don't know how they're ever going. They just don't have anything to prevent it. If they ever develop a real vaccine for it, that'll be one thing, but they don't. It just seems to be therapeutics as much as anything.
Taking Mucilex and lots of vitamins and stuff like that, Jerry, but that's about all you can do. I just don't. I don't know the answer to it. I didn't think we'd get it, but we did. But the doctor said, "Thank God you got all the vaccines." And I heard on TV the other night that if you get that Paxlovid, at least you're not going to die. But you got to take it within 72 hours. Now you tell me how you're going to get into a doctor over the Christmas vacation. It just ain't going to happen. Or around New Year's, there just wasn't anybody there.
Know all about that. But the only thing you do is get to an emergency room or an urgent care center, maybe. And even then, I'm not sure if they're able to handle any of that. But that's kind of what I ran into. Wound up having to go to, wound up seeing, I was able to see my physician, but I couldn't get to see anybody else soon enough. But, that's the way it is that time of the year. They're just there on vacation. They don't generally come back till the first of the year, after the first of the year.
Sir, we'll tell you this much, and come from a reliable source. They said if you go to the emergency room and, we got this oximeter that we check our oxygen levels with, and if it's not down to 83%, they're not going to admit you. But I just seen on the news a minute ago that we have one of the highest rates of COVID right now in Greenville County.
Surprised my kids are going back to school and that too. That's got a lot to do with people back at home after traveling all over the place.
Our kids are going to go to Orlando here in a few days and go to Disney, and I worry about them doing that, but they don't have any fear of it.
It's true. That's the way it is. I'm going through hours now to see which one we've had. I think we've had two Modernas. Maybe I think we've had a third Moderna. I think the fourth one's the one we haven't had. We need to get that one. I don't know whether, we couldn't get it for a while. They wanted to give us the other one. I said, no, I want to get the same one I've been getting, same brand I've been getting. They say it doesn't make any difference, but I'm not sure if it does or not. I don't want to take a chance on it.
The same way we do. And I took all Pfizer's, but yes, one of the pharmacists I talked to that I got the shot from down here at CVS, he said, oh, yeah, he's taking one of each and make no difference.
I've heard that, too. I don't know. Anyway, hope you get the feeling better. I don't want you to stay on the radio very long, talk too much. I don't want you to have trouble with your oxygen levels or anything like that. And I'll catch you a little bit later on. We got to head over to Greenville today and pick up the granddaughter. So we'll be over there probably most of the afternoon. It was good hearing from you. I hope you and Bernice continue to get better and just rest up and stay safe. Time N0TRN4DJC clear after you.
It's N0TR. Yeah, well, I don't think that's going to be the last thing with me is my oxygen level. not really. I've had both my lungs collapse and four lung surgeries, so that's not a good sign. But this morning, I just never coughed so hard in my life and spitting up stuff, and it really sucks. And it's my left lung's attached to my rib cage there, and it's very painful after a while. And I don't like it, and I'd like to throw it in the ditch, Jerry. You're sounding better, buddy, and I'm glad to hear you are, and thanks for calling me. Maybe I'll catch you later. I'm just sitting here fooling around with a piece of heat shrink and trying to think of things to do. I wish it'd get warm enough to go out and out on the back porch and that later this year and make up some things made out of lead for my son-in-law out there up in Michigan. But I'm not going to do it in the house. It stinks too much. So we'll wait till it gets warmer. And hopefully it won't be too long, but you know, we got February to go through, and even March can be cold. Looks like possibility of storms on Thursday, so I'll talk to you before then, though. Take care, Jerry, and thanks for hollering at me. N4DJC and 0TR73.
N4DJC clear.
Well, I'm 2 Tango Mobile.